United Healthcare. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality. Get real-time assistance when signing into uhcprovider.com with our on-demand chat for claims, benefits, authorizations, and more. Plus, try API Marketplace for a free and secure way to automate your transactions at uhcprovider.com/tryapi. For English, just remain on the line.
Para continuar en español, diga español o abra menús.
Hello, I'm Avery, your virtual assistant at United Healthcare. Before we get started, please tell me if you are calling as a member or a healthcare professional. In a few words, tell me why you are calling today.
Authorization.
We can provide information on benefits, claims, prior authorization, credentialing, and any other questions you... We can provide information on benefits, claims, prior authorization, credentialing, and any other questions you may have. What are you calling about today?
Authorization.
Would you be willing to take a brief survey at the end of this call?
No.
Okay, I'm transferring you to an advocate.
All of our advocates are currently assisting other callers. Please hold and your call will be answered by the next available advocate. Thank you. United Healthcare.
Hello. Hello.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Oh, your voice is, sounds too low. It's not clear.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. My name is Harsh, H-A-R-S-H. Last name first initial T Tom, calling from doctor's office. And can you spell out your first name and first initial to last name, please?
My name is B. Russell with the initial T as in Tango. It is spelled as R-U-S-S-E-L-L, initial is
I'm sorry for that, I didn't get it. Can you please repeat one more time?
It's R-U-S-S-E-L-L, initial is T as in Tango.
You said Rusella?
R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Rochelle. Right? Your name is Rusella? Hello, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Your name is Rochelle, right?
That's correct.
Got it. Thank you so much for that. And I'm having one patient with a United Medicare Advantage plan, and for that member, I wanted to check the prior authorization requirements. So can you please help me with that?
So let me see what other details you have entered. So I do not see any details to be pulling up. So may I have the NPA of the provider first, please?
Yeah, it will be a 188-179-3461.
Name of the provider?
Dr. Anand Cholia.
And may I have the member ID that you have with you?
It's 92984-0076.
Patient's name and date of birth.
It's Rebecca Colgin with the date of birth July 27, 1946.
So when I'm pulling up this patient's policy, it shows the patient's policy to be a domestic restricted policy. So I will have no access or any details to be pulling up.
So where have I to contact?
So please contact the number that will be there on the back side of the member ID card. Enter the details of the provider and the member details and follow the instructions.
On the same number I am calling with you.
And you can also use the UHC provider portal as well. to get more for the
reasons. We are unable to get prior authorization requirement over there. That's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay, so I do not have access for this account. So if I had access, I would have.
So what we have to do? So what we have to do?
So we can call the number that is there on the member ID card and call that number once. And
so what is the issue at your end?
It's a restricted account, as I informed you. So restricted account means I do not have no access, any details to pull it up. So I won't be able to assist you also.
Can you please support me back on the queue? Hello, are you there?
I couldn't get you what you're trying to tell me.
Can you please support me back in the queue?
I'm extremely sorry, I'm unable to do that.
So what are you doing there? If you don't have access of any of the system.
So as I informed you, it's a domestic restricted policy. So there are some plan types we do not have access. So that's why I just indicated to you, call the number that is there on the member ID card.
On the same number, I'm calling with you.
That's right, but I do not have access. That is why I just indicated to call the number once with the details that you have with you and follow the events of this one.
But that is not our fault.
So from mine, I do not have any access or details that I can help you out with. Any contact number, anything also.
Can you please
not have any access to it. So I do not have any details pulling up, but that is what I just informed you.